It's another beautiful day with Bitch I Ain't Scared, aka Fear Bias. I'm Nate the Fool.
I'm Rob the Scholar, whose soon to be birthday is the day after this is posted. So I'll be another year older than I am now and hopefully wiser.
Yes, absolutely. Happy early birthday, Rob.
Happy birthday to me, damn it. I am actually, this is not horror related, but yeah, I'll share. I managed to buy tickets to a Hollywood Bowl event.
Oh.
That is a tribute concert to Frank Sinatra and Peggy Lee, sung by a bunch of different musical artists. And some of them are actors, including Seth MacFarlane, who is a huge fan and voice just fits right into that era. So yeah. It should be a nice, chill, peaceful evening. But the weekend is another opportunity for me to celebrate it, which is when Nate and I will be going to the Midsummer Scream Horror Convention that's happening in Long Beach. So very excited for that. I haven't been there in, I think, 2 years, maybe even more. And so, yeah, it should be fun.
And I have never been to any convention.
I think you'll enjoy it, at least for the costumes. I think the booths and everything are very impressive. A lot of great artists and people. You know where I got my playing cards?
Oh, that's where you got them.
That's where I got them. And I still need to get that last volume. I just haven't thought about it in a while. But yes, that's where I got my volume at. So yeah, it'll be fun. You'll like it.
Cool. Well, fingers crossed. They'll be there so you can complete the trilogy. All right. Most of you have noticed by now, and I'm sure you've heard, it's been talked about for months and months, but we are finally getting an Orphan prequel. Finally. I don't know if people were like waiting on pins and needles, but hey, I thought it was cool. Loved the first movie. It's fascinating that they're doing a prequel with the original actress. That's so cool. And, you know, de-aging her.
So this is what I love about this particular plot. At first, I was like, how are they going to do this? And even pre-production, I was like, she's clearly getting older, so I don't know exactly where the story is going to be going, especially titling it First Kill. So it's definitely a prequel. This is what I love about this, is that whoever made this movie, I'm not exactly sure who the director is, as far as me like knowing their work. My thing is that they don't give a shit. Do you remember a movie back in the day? It was a comedy slash horror, in my opinion, called Clifford with Martin Short and Charles Grodin. Now, Martin Short, as a grown ass man, played a 10-year-old boy. And as absurd as people thought it was, that shit worked. And it was hilarious and believable to me. And I am totally for this. Just get out of your heads and enjoy the ride. You guys would go apeshit if she was replaced. She is the only person who can do this. Let her do it. You know, I don't care. I think it's a brilliant idea. And I'm glad that the writers and the directors of this film do not care either. So bring it on. It looks great. And Julia Stiles, talk about typecast. The woman just did The Omen, which I think was the last time I seen her, where she played another disgruntled mom with a fucked up kid. So I love it all. Love it all. Welcome back, Julia.
Yes. And I think it's August 19th is when it's premiering. It'll be on Paramount Plus, but I think it will be in the theaters for a little bit. I feel like I'm going to go see it in the theaters, you know? Julia Stiles. The last time I saw her in the theaters was Save the Last Dance. That's a long time ago. So, crazy. You know, got to show her some love. But the poster, I just got to say real quick, it's such a funny poster to me. It's just, you know, it's the back of her head, very clean, precise lines. But if you look at it, it's like they just took half of her body and doubled it, you know? And the way her hair is, it reminds me of, what are those, like Rorschach, you know what I'm saying?
Rorschach?
Sure. Maybe.
You're talking about the ink blot test, right? Or
yeah.
Okay,
yes. Yeah. That's what, I'm just going to say ink blot test from now on, thank you. But that's what it reminds me of. It's like, ooh, it's like your psyche, and it's like she has, you know, a fractured psyche. But that's what it made me think of.
Nate, do you plan on watching the Resident Evil TV show that's on Netflix? It's been out for a couple of weeks. At this point of the recording, I have not checked it out as it just premiered yesterday. What do you think about this? It's getting horrible reviews.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really bad. Multiple websites are just like, it is not my Resident Evil. My whole thing is that if any production or project does not scare me more than the video game has, and I've played the VR, it's garbage. But you can still have a lot of fun with the story and the characters and whatnot. But what do you think about this new show?
So I think the only bit I know about it is the dog. They keep showing the little advertisement on Netflix. That's all I've seen. I liked the movie in November. I thought that was fun. But I'm not dying for another Resident Evil project. So, oh my gosh. I mean, I guess I'll try it, especially because now Netflix finally added the feature to take things out of your continue watching list if you don't want to keep watching it. Love it.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I may take advantage of that. Exactly. Well, Lance Reddick, who most people may know from the John Wick films, as well as, oh, what was that sci-fi show that had Joshua Jackson? Fringe. He was also in this as well. He is playing Albert Wesker. So they gave him a whole different look from the video games. And I think a lot of people are kind of checking this out for him because he's a very popular actor in the fandom.
I'm like, I have to. Oh, Lance Reddick. Okay. I was like, I have to look up who this is. Okay. I know his face. Yes.
I do plan on checking it out. I'm not in a rush. Also, you know, Raccoon City was okay, but it didn't ignite my need for more Resident Evil, unfortunately. So we'll see. We'll see. One other thing that we'll say is by our next episode, we'll have sort of a short initial reaction to Jordan Peele's next film, Nope. So look forward to that on our next episode.
Can't wait for Kiki. Oh, sorry. Speaking of Kiki, just really random. I think I told you about the meme I saw with it's the Vecna meme.
You may have.
Where the text says Vecna reading one of Will's thoughts. And it's a video of Kiki Palmer from the show Hot Ones, where people eat hot wings as they're being interviewed.
Yes.
So she takes a bite and she says, this one has a little sweetness to it.
You may have sent me that one, but I, yeah.
Oh, it's bringing Stranger Things and Kiki Palmer together. What a joy.
Well, since you brought it up, I guess we can go back to Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah. Twist your arm.
Last episode, we shared our thoughts on the last two episodes that wrapped up season four. And, you know, I was very passionate about Eddie's demise. And one of the questions that I had was, why did they feel the need to do this? What was the point? Is his death meaningful? Was there a meaning to it? Was there a reason? Well, it turns out that a lot of fans who really, really want this man to return to Stranger Things in some shape or form believe that he is actually going to appear and most likely be, quote unquote, alive. According to CBR.com, comic book resources, the theory rests on a Dungeons & Dragons character named Cass the Destroyer. Ooh. In D&D lore, Cass was Vecna's most trusted lieutenant, but after years of service, he betrayed his master, and the two battled. Vecna was injured, and Cass became a vampire. From there, they waged an endless war of attrition, though Cass was nearly destroyed in the later destruction of their two realms. So Cass was actually mentioned in season 4, episode 1, during Eddie Munson's D&D game. That combined with the fact that Eddie was killed by bats has some fans giddy with the idea that Eddie could make a comeback. So specifically, they think that Vecna will resurrect him as his lieutenant and that Eddie will eventually betray Vecna just like Cass did. The thing is, though, there are a number of reasons why the theory is such a reach. And what are some of the reasons listed on the website was the fact that he died from blood loss and not necessarily by bats, I guess. I mean, he was still alive after the incident. And then also the Duffer Brothers did go on record and say he's gone. But you know what? Actors are liars, so we don't trust them. But at the same time, you know, they've decided to go heavy on D&D. That was the core foundation of the friendship of the main four. Why not bring these, you know, demons and monsters to life through that game? And it fits. It makes sense. It gives people hope. Do I want to see Eddie come back as this pseudo vampire? Not really. I just rather see Joseph Quinn in other projects, to be honest with you, because he will not be the same Eddie, in my opinion. But I know that people really love him, and maybe he will turn human, come back to, I don't know. But I'd rather just see him in other projects. He's in my mind now. I'm going to be keeping a close eye on him, and I hope to see him more in other things. So, yeah, but that's the theory. What do you think about that?
I'd be down to see him again. I mean, it could definitely work, you know, not premonition, but what Vecna showed Nancy, all the monsters that will be pouring out of the Hellmouth. All of the monsters that, you know, she said will be coming forth. You know, this makes room for a lot of things. I've seen some fan art, so this wasn't like a huge spoiler, but, you know, where Eddie is he looked like a vampire. He had a little bit of blood coming down his mouth. His eyes were red or something. And I was like, oh, he looks like a vampire. Oh, that makes sense. So it could happen. I feel like I trust the Duffer Brothers to craft a brilliant story and a great character arc. So if they did bring him back, it wouldn't be some bullshit. It would be interesting and an interesting story to watch him struggle with this new identity and how to escape it. Yeah.
Well, hello there. Welcome to the Fear Bias Emporium. Allow me to introduce myself. I am Mr. Harry Harbinger. It's a pleasure to eat you. Oh, do excuse me. To meet you. You will find that I have an extensive array of artifacts and antiques acquired over quite some time. Each one has a unique story. Tell me, which one speaks to you? When you go to sleep at night, you get a little closer to death each time, not knowing that when you sleep, there is a chance you may not wake. This leads to, what are they calling it these days? Ah, yes, FOMO. Let's just say for Gilbert, this ordinary coffee maker was the device that lifted his love of life, as he was left with a limited luxury of liberation, and led to possible lunacy.
All right, fearlings, without further ado, we have a special guest in the house this week. Reverend Dr. Gilbert William Taylor II, Esquire.
Reverend, woof, Lord.
Yeah. It's okay. But Gilbert, how you doing?
I'm fantastic. Off my voice, but I'm okay.
Oh. Well, we'll try not to strain your voice too much. So you are a fan of especially 80s horror, yes?
Only 80s.
Only.
I appreciate horror, but 80s horror, that's like the foundation of good horror to me.
All right.
Supernatural slashers.
Supernatural slashers. Well, you have picked the supernatural slasher today. We are doing Nightmare on Elm Street. 1984. Just to give you a rundown of the game, we are playing Surviving the Night.
Okay.
Basically, from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., you will be asked 12 trivia questions about A Nightmare on Elm Street. Now, you've chosen rated R, so most of the questions will be from the film's plot, but there will be some behind-the-scenes questions. But do not fear. You have 5 friends to help you along the way. You can use them one time. They all have special abilities. So we will meet your friends. First off, we have Tina, the ethical slut.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, she just wanted to have sex. Tina, you know, she can distract us and she can get you a little hint. If you need a hint to the answer, she can help you with that. Next, we have Glenn the jock.
Oh, God.
Now, if you don't like a question that I ask you, Glenn can force us to change the question to an alternate. So you can have an alternate question.
Only if he's in a jockstrap.
Well, he's in a jockstrap. He's the jock in a jockstrap. Next, we have Rod the Fool. Rod will get you multiple choice.
Do I get the 3 little girls jumping rope to help me too?
I don't think you want their rope. They're creepy. They're scary as hell.
You know, 1, 2, Freddy's coming for you. They forewarn you, though.
I mean, they do, but that's all they do.
They say to get the
hell
out.
They watch you die. Yeah. No, thank you.
Well, they don't even watch. They run. Shit.
Yeah. Now, you have a special friend in the studio today, Rob the Scholar. Rob will give you a 50-50 shot at the correct answer. Rob can assist you. You can talk it out with him, and he'll help you figure out the right answer to the question that you choose him for. Last but not least, you have our final girl, Nancy.
Oh, my baby.
Yes. So, if you answer a question and you get it wrong, Nancy can give you a second shot at answering the question correctly. So if you answer it and you feel like, oh, you know what? I know the correct answer now. Nancy Heather. Will give you a penalty-free pat. You know, like, she'll help you.
No, Heather will summon me her powers.
Yes, she will. The point of the game, you want to keep Nancy alive. You
have of to course. Keep her alive.
Yes. When you get an answer wrong, you will have to sacrifice someone. Now, no matter what, the very first person to go will be Tina, because it's a slasher film, so she got to go first. Sorry.
And she will do the same thing that
changed it from horror, but it's, you know, the ethical slut. It's a good book. Read the book.
I'm slut. I want to cry.
Because you chose rated R, these first 3 questions, you are on your own. You cannot use any of your friends' abilities until you reach the 4th hour. So we'll go through these 3. Good luck to you.
Question number 1. Tina's mother thinks her nightgown was shredded by what?
Knife. A knife. I could have sworn she thought it was a knife.
Final answer?
Final answer.
That is incorrect.
Okay. She was razor?
We can't tell you. Okay.
Next.
Unfortunately, it was not knives, so you have to sacrifice someone.
Has to be Tina.
And oh, Tina's gone anyway. I mean, shit, I got the question wrong on her ass.
So if you now feel confident that you know what the answer is, you can try again. If you get it wrong, you will have to sacrifice another friend.
I would have forgot about that knife. The whole shredded dress shit, I probably would have forgot. I just know that Johnny Depp was over her body.
So the option the other option you have, if you would like to sacrifice one of your other friend's abilities, you can pass this question.
Okay.
But they'll still be alive. They just won't be able to help you later on.
Gotcha. Oh, fuck a duck. Okay, let's get rid of Jock Boy shit.
Okay, so you're getting rid of the alternate question. Okay. So Johnny's just here purely for eye candy.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
All right. Question number 2. We are at 7 p.m.
Okay.
How many blades
are part of Freddy's glove.
Oh, 4.
Final answer?
Final answer.
You are correct.
I know. I counted.
8 p.m., question number 3. Okay. While Nancy takes a bath,
yeah,
what does her mother offer to make for her?
A cup of tea. No, wait. Not warm milk. Oof. I'm going to go with a cup of tea.
Cup of tea. Final answer?
Final answer, because I don't think it was milk.
Cup of tea is incorrect.
I would not know this.
Nice try.
I mean, I literally thought we were going to talk about how we're going to be chopping people up, but my fault. So...
Okay, so you got rid of the jock's ability, so it wouldn't make sense to kill someone that still has theirs, so I would say you should
kill the jock.
Let the jock go.
Yeah, he's gone. Bye, beautiful.
I know.
It's all good.
All right, if you think you know this, you can try again, but if you get it wrong, you'll sacrifice another person or...
No, just let's go. I'm hurt. I'm crying. I'm crying now.
Okay, so if we do move on, we have to take another ability from your friend. So,
what?
Yeah.
If you choose to pass and not answer the question, we have to get rid of an ability. But if you feel like you have a good idea of what it is, try again. But only if you feel like you have a good idea.
No, I don't have an idea. Okay. I mean, I'd only guess would say warm milk, but because all you can give a teenager is milk or... And does his mother try to slip her sleep pills? Or remember the wrong movie? Oh, shit. We can take away with the fool's talent or whatever.
So you'll give up the multiple choice?
Choice.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well,
I'm hurt.
You've made it to 9 p.m.
Praise the Lord.
You still have... 3 friends alive. 2 of them still have abilities to help you.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you can use your abilities now. So
yes, you can use them now.
Okay.
You made it. You've made it to 9 p.m. Good job. All right. Question number 4.
Okay.
Nancy's English teacher is portrayed by which iconic horror actress?
Gilbert, are you known for knowing actresses and actors' names? Like, are you good at that? Is that your thing?
Sometimes. Hold on. English teacher.
Yes.
Not the nurse.
No, not the nurse. The English teacher.
You'll need a hall pass.
No. Hold on. You'll need a hall pass. That's right. You just gave me her measure. Lynn Shane?
Is that your
final?
Final answer?
Yes, that's my final answer.
Congratulations, you answered the call correctly.
Good job.
Wow, that is good.
I believe she's part of the Shays of
Cinema
Shays. Yeah,
she's his daughter.
I was getting so scared. Because I thought, when he said nurse, I was like, I don't know who the fuck that woman was.
Good job.
All right. Question number 5. 10.
Okay.
Freddy Krueger was arrested. Freddy Krueger was arrested, but later released due to what technicality?
I know it's evidence, because it's only you can get released as evidence, but you want a specific technicality, right? So he was released on, because I know there was no evidence. That's the only way he could get released. And I'm trying to figure out the technicality, because the motorcycle was the technicality. Because there's just no evidence. There's no DNA there. That's the only way you could get off. Shit. Okay, I gotta call somebody's help.
Okay.
All right.
All right. You've activated the scholar. It is A, police couldn't find his murder weapon, or B, search warrant wasn't signed in the right place.
I think I guessed it. I think I know it now.
You know what it is?
I think it's because they couldn't find a murder weapon because he had it hidden in the boiler.
I remember. If because of these two answers, I remember her saying that they didn't sign the search warrant in the right place.
Oh, they go with you. Go with what you're saying. Yeah, we'll go
with
that.
I have a feeling this is it. I hope that I'm right. Because here's the other thing, too.
Weapon was found in a boiler, wrapped up.
It was. They did take it. And I think that's why Nate did that, because he wanted to throw you off with that.
He did a good job.
But I do remember that. It's funny because if you hadn't said these two choices, I honestly just thought she said he was released on a technicality. I don't remember them getting specific.
That's right. She said that.
But now that you said it, it was because of the search warrant. So I almost said they didn't. They forgot to read him his rights, and that was it. Done.
They forgot to murderize his ass.
It's the search warrant. So I would go with that. I would go with that.
All right.
Yeah, let's do it.
B's correct. They didn't sign the search warrant in the right place. Yes.
Okay.
Very good.
It's like it's kind of a throwaway, but she says it like she says, you know.
No, I believe you.
Yeah, of course.
That's crazy. Okay. Very good. Good job. I no longer can help you on this, but I am alive. Thank you.
I'm glad you're alive. Thank you.
You've made it to 11 p.m.
Who now is sleepy?
Number six. How does Nancy wake herself up the first time she meets Freddy?
She burns her hand on the boiler and wakes up. Final answer. I know it's right.
Midnight. It is midnight. What does Rod use to scrape the house walls to scare the gang before he pounces on Glenn?
I'm going to go with baseball bat because I know he hung himself. So I'm going to go with baseball bat.
Baseball bat. Final answer?
Final answer.
That is incorrect.
Yeah.
All right, so here are your, so you have one option. You can utilize Nancy's ability.
Yeah, I need her ability.
Oh, yes. Well, for a fact, if you still know the answer, but also you can't skip because you're out of abilities.
Yeah.
And you do have to sacrifice a friend, so you either sacrifice Rod or Rob.
And I would sacrifice me because you've already used my ability.
I'm sorry, Rob. Okay. Don't worry, I'll write a nice plaque for your ass when you come out.
That's okay. So he can sacrifice Nancy's ability and move on.
That's true. So you could just, if you don't feel
know
like
it,
you have a good idea of what
you have to answer this to move on.
Yeah, so you could just use her ability. Well, you could just sacrifice
I'm just
her
thinking, there's only a handful of things you could have grabbed to, because it wasn't a chainsaw. It wasn't. Isn't it funny? When you talk, when you ask these questions, all the 80s movies come in my head now. So now I'm getting every horror movie in my head. So we'll just sacrifice Rob and just keep going.
Okay, so we'll sacrifice. Rob has been sacrificed, but so we'll sacrifice Nancy's ability. And we'll just skip.
Okay.
Yeah, she is injured, so.
Okay, but she's still alive. We still have Rod and Nancy. They just don't have any abilities. All right. 1 a.m. Question number 8. You've made it halfway.
Yeah.
Nancy brings what out of her dream at the hospital?
Oh, a fedora hat.
You're correct.
Because I couldn't look at fedoras for like a couple months when I saw a movie as a kid.
Oh, God. So, you answered that question correctly. Good job. She brought out the fedora.
Yep.
Now, Rob, he added a little extra to the game. So, maybe not. So, this is actually penalty free. It won't hurt you if you get it right or wrong. But this is like a bonus question that's added on to this one.
Okay.
Now, if you get this right, you can heal one of your friends. So, you can either heal Rod or Nancy. Yes. Don't forget, he has an alternate question, so he could still give you one of the alternate questions.
Yeah. Nancy's my girl.
Okay.
My baby alive.
So yes, if you get this question right, you'll heal her. If you get it wrong, it's not going to hurt you. It won't do anything wrong. So here it is. What changes about Nancy after she wakes up out of this nightmare at the hospital?
I know she stopped being afraid because she started getting really tough.
Think about it. So, okay. What physically changes?
Oh, her hair. She gets a white streak in her hair.
That is correct.
Yeah, I know that. Yes. Yep.
Okay, so you've chosen to heal Nancy. All right, so now you've healed Nancy. You still have Rod and Nancy alive.
Okay.
Now we're moving on to question 9, 2 a.m. Nancy's bathtub nightmare is actually a scene recreation from which earlier Wes Craven film? So you think about when she's in the bathtub, Freddy's hand comes up.
The hand's coming up. She's in tub. He's
this
getting
is
all
a,
sticky, sticky.
This is almost like a duplicate scene from another Wes Craven film. A woman's in a bathtub. Something comes out of the water in between her legs. It's almost exactly the same, but it's another Wes Craven film from before this one.
Wow, I remember this, but I can't get this movie in my head, but I know I've seen it, and I was like, that's where he got this from. Wow, it is spacing me.
It's a movie he did, not somebody else.
It's a movie that Wes Craven did, yes, he directed it. Yes.
Shit. Sacrifice myself and just follow my own knife and just say... The movie I'm thinking of, if I'm correct, Deadly Blessing? No. Wait, what's this? I don't know all his movies in order. Because I love Swamp Thing. That's why I knew he did that, and I got screamed like a 2-year-old. Hold on. Is there a scene in Swamp Thing? Wait, hold on. Right. So the girl getting a bathtub in Swamp Thing. I don't think nothing came up to her. But even though everything was hanging out, everything was so voluptuous anyway.
Adrian.
I'm going to go with Deadly Blessings and hope for the best because that's the only thing I can think of that he did that's before Swamp Thing.
Final answer?
Oh. Yes!
You are actually correct.
Great job!
Yes, good job, yes. Deadly Blessing is wacky as fuck. There's like 3 different plot lines.
Oh my god.
And the homegirl's in the bathtub, it's a snake.
The snake? That's right. Now, if Swamp Thing used a snake too in a bathtub.
Oh, really?
Yes, he did. Yes, he
guess,
did.
Okay. Swamp really likes bathtubs. All right, question number 10. What does Nancy hide from her mother beneath the bed?
The wake-up pill.
Final answer?
Hold on. She was taking, caffeine pills. And her mother wanted her to sleep. So I'm going to go with the caffeine pills.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Caffeine pills is incorrect.
Okay.
My bad.
I'm gonna go with the cloth. Because they kept it in the boiler, it kept being wrapped up.
Claw, final answer?
Mm-hmm.
Claw is incorrect.
Damn.
So now Rod is dead.
Rod is dead. We can't move on unless you answer this question right. So you have one more shot. This is it. One more shot.
Well, she doesn't hide the hat. They all saw the hat. And all my answers were good. I know she had the cross. The cross? You have to hide a cross. So that drunk.
Nobody's getting my baby girl.
See, I don't have it on me, see? It's gone.
Just drunk. Even if she had it on her, she couldn't find it. She'd be so drunk.
Oh my god, I think I'm gonna die. I don't know. I'm just gonna go with knife. I couldn't think of anything else. I mean, that's something that people hide under mattresses all the time. They did it in Terminator 2, they did it in every other movie, you know, they get a knife. Even though that motherfucker is full of knives, but I'm gonna go with a knife. That's all I can think of, because she does screwdriver, because she sets the trap later.
Knife? Final answer?
Yeah.
That is incorrect.
Okay.
You've lost Nancy. You are dead. But you made it till 3 a.m.
That's pretty good.
Yes, that is excellent. Would you like to know the answer to that question?
Yes, what did she hide?
The coffee maker.
To drink coffee.
Remember that?
Mom forbid her from drinking coffee.
Mom, you were right. Her mom was like trying to make her sleep.
Yeah. Remember she got caffeine pills.
She came in, she did the caffeine pills too, but this is when the mom comes in and she's already been like, you need to sleep. She's picking up all of Nancy's coffee mugs and like taking all her coffee away. And then she leaves and Nancy's like, I got you, bitch. And she takes her extra coffee pot out from under the bed and turns it on.
I'm rewatching this movie right now.
So unfortunately, you have not survived the night, but you did an excellent job. You got some really hard ones. You got Deadly Blessing. That is some hard shit, because I think a lot of people don't know that movie anymore.
It's terrible.
previously, you were right all along. Mom offered her warm milk instead.
Yes, and that one I was like, if you feel like you know it, because you kept saying warm milk. No, that's she didn't say that, and I was like, if you feel like it, Milk kitties, that is it for us. We are gonna move on to our bitch really and wrap it up.
I died.
Hey, you died gracefully.
Don't worry. I'm gonna be avenged. I'm gonna be a helpful spirit. I'll fight Freddy for the next ones.
Yes. So this bitch really comes from me today from A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, really?
My bitch really is really simple. Fuck all those parents. Those bitches murdered this man. I mean, he deserved it. He absolutely deserved it.
Was he innocent?
No, he was not innocent. No, the remake, they tried to make it like he was innocent, but he wasn't innocent then either. So he wasn't innocent. They murdered him. And then when all their children are like, oh, I'm having these weird nightmares about this guy, they all act like they're fucking brand new, as if they didn't murder him. Who else was running around in this green and red sweater and a hat? Who was killing your kids with this weird fucked up claw? And it's like, nope, we're just going to knock them out with sleeping pills and all kinds of bullshit. It's like, something's happening here. Maybe you should investigate. And I don't know, your kids are suffering. But so I blame the parents. Bitch, really. You got your kids killed. It was you all along.
Well, I mean, it's that entitled suburban life, right? Like, you know, I am above the law, and if you aren't going to take care of it, it's going to be, you know, it's...
Yeah, that's great that they killed him, but then their children are having, all of their children are having this same experience, and they just brush it off like, well, I don't know. So, all the parents. Fuck all the parents in every single movie, because... They're all terrible. Thank you again, Gilbert.
Yes, thank you for being on the
show. I hope that you had fun.
Bitches, I ain't still scared. See, what happened is, y'all think I died, but I'm hanging out outside the window until 6 a.m. Then I'm going to roll my ass down the street, go to the hospital, and just be here for a few years.
All right, we'll see you in the sequel or the remake. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you for listening.
Catch you next time on Bitch, I Ain't Scared.